Six Pasha is Pashas Bahar, Pashas Bechukese. And Pashas Bahar starts off with the mitzvah of Shemitah, the mitzvah of Yovel. And the very famous Rashi, the first Rashi in the Pasha, the Pasuk says, Vayedaba Hashem el Moshe, Bahar Sinai Lema. The entire Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the mitzvah to Moshe, it says, Vayedaba Hashem el Moshe Lema, and leaves out the words Bahar Sinai. And here, for some reason, before the mitzvah of Shemitah, the Torah says, where was Hashem speaking to Moshe? Well, the obvious answer is at Har Sinai. So why now, Ma'inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai? Rashi asks, why do we find the mention of Har Sinai asked by this mitzvah of Shemitah? Rashi brings from Chazal that this is a message that explains all the mitzvahs of Torah. Just like we're going to see that the Torah expresses the mitzvah of Shemitah with all its pratim, its diktakeh, its prateseh. So that's coming to teach us that just like the mitzvah of Shemitah was said with all its pratim, kloiseh, prateseh, the diktakeh, and it was all taught to Klai Yisrael at Sinai, so too, every mitzvah is the same way. Every mitzvah was given to us with all the kolim, all the pratim, all the tiktukim at Har Sinai. And I think the question that one has a right to pose is that why was the mitzvah of Shemitah picked to be what we call him the Shliach Tziba, to teach us that all the mitzvahs were given to us at Sinai with all its pratim? His Tayag mitzvahs, we could have picked any other mitzvah to teach it. But from all the mitzvahs, it's Shemitah that teaches this to us. Obviously, there's something special that connects the mitzvah of Shemitah to Matan Torah, Shemitah to all mitzvahs of Torah. It's something that connects Shemitah to the entire Torah, that Shemitah was picked to be the Shliach, to be Megala and teach us that all the mitzvahs are given to us, Kvaloiseh, Prateseh, V'diktukeh, at Sinai. So what is so special about Shemitah? We say in davening in Avor Rabba, Ba'avur avoyseinu shebotchu becha batalamdein chukei chayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Why? B'schus what? Because of avoyseinu, that's the avos, the shvatim, the Shivim Nefesh that went to Mitzrayim, and the Shishim Ribui that went to be Mekabel the Torah. What did they have that they got the Torah? Why were they chosen to get to the Torah? To get the Torah? Ba'avur avoyseinu shebotchu b'cha. They had faith, emunah, betachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, batalamdeim chukei chayim. Lo nitna Torah, ela, La'ichle haman. Man comes from the word emunah. The purpose of the man was for 40 years. 40 is a very magic number. 40 represents the creation of something. It takes 40 days to create a Vlad. Klal Yisrael was recreated during those 40 years in the Midbar. We were recreated with a message, a daily message of man. We are Kodesh Baruch Hu took care of all our needs. Man is not just a man. It's included the Be'er, the Anani HaKavod. We didn't know what we would have the next day, but daily, man came from Shemayim. And that infused us with a tremendous emunah, with a tremendous understanding that it's not Koichi V'Oitzim Yadi that gives us Hatzlacha, Parnasa, and health, but it's a matana from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We did nothing for it, and we were given man to eat, and an Anei HaKavod to keep us healthy and protected, a bear to exist on. And only with such emunah and such faith, such betachim, is it possible to get the Torah and be able to keep it and follow its laws. When the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, the Malachim came with complaints. Ma enosh kisiskerenu. How do you take this Halakha Torah that's so difficult, so hard, and take it away from Shemayim, where the Malachim naturally only do your Yoratzim with no personal needs, and give it to people that have Tzorche Hagus, Karnas issues, Taiva, all different things that are a direct steer to the Torah? How do you expect that they're going to keep this Torah? And the answer, and the only answer, is Emunah, faith, Betachem. In the early days in America, the 1920s, there were families of from Erlich people. The father would go to shul with his boys Friday night and Shabbos morning. They would come home and have a suda. And then the father would leave the house to go to work and be Mechal Shabbos. Something we can't understand. But we weren't there. Anybody that was there can tell us. The challenge was so great. No one understood. There's no way to get panasa. My father tells me about his mother. It was a job for 2 weeks. You tried one excuse Shabbos, another excuse Shabbos. By the third week, you were gone. Till you found another job. Where was food coming to the table? And they understood that there is no way to exist and support your family unless you don't keep Shabbos. After the war, the Klal Yisrael regrouped, and there were Erlich Yidden, the ones that were Moitzei Nefesh, not to be Mechal Shabbos, that created frum families, the Yechidei Skula, but didn't fall into that trap, and somehow stayed above, and as frum and Erlich as they were, but when their children would graduate 12th grade, that was the end of their learning. Because how could you have Parnassa if we don't go to college? If you don't get an education, you don't develop a trade and become a professional. There's Kfirah being taught there. There's Taruvahs of Anoshim and Anoshim together. But there's no choice. Maybe she sent us Gedolei Rashi Yeshiva that brought back the concepts of Europe, and we were able to keep Shabbos. And there was a concept called Kailul that was created. And what's the true answer to their kashas? They were great questions. It was impossible. And the answer to those questions are, how can I manage a full year and sometimes 2 years without any source of income? I live off my fields. In the last 6 years, that's what supported my family and gave us what to eat. And now what? You're telling me, leave it? Leave it empty? Let anybody else come as if it's not my field? And maybe after Shemitah, they're going to continue coming, thinking it's theirs. It's impossible. How can I do it? And there's one answer. The answer is Nasa V'Nishma. Pure faith. We don't ask questions. If the Eibishter commands it, because the Eibishter understands that's the way it's going to work. As the Pasuk says, Baruchu Hashem Alachov, Giborei Koyach, Oyster Devarei, Lishmaya Bekol Devarei. And the Medrash said this refers to the Shemrei Shvius. They're called Malachi Elikim. Who else are called Malachim? Klal Yisrael, when they said Nasa V'Nishma, the Gemara says, Mi Gila, who revealed Rav Zev, this great secret, that Malachi Hashareis are Mishtam Shemeh. And the Gemara actually brings the Pasuk of Baruch Hu Hashem Alachav, Gibarei Koyach Oysa Devarei Lishmoy B'Kol Devarei, on Klal Yisrael that said Nasa V'Nishma. The only way to come to, and really be mekabel the Torah and be mekayim the entire Torah, no matter what's going on in life, is if we can have that level of nasa v'nishma, which is pure faith. That even if it has no pshat, and even if there's no way it could work, but if that's what Hashem commands me, obviously He's going to help me make it work. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that when we leave the Midbar and the man is gone, those questions are going to start again. And in every generation, the question takes a different form. Sometimes it's Shabbos. Sometimes it's college. But it's going to find a place where one's going to say, this is impossible. This doesn't fit. There's no way I can manage this. I'll do everything else right. But I'm stuck. It's impossible. And the answer is, if the Eibishter gave us the Torah, He created the world. And He gave us this mitzvah. We woke up in this morning and we were able to see. Why? Because we have eyesight. We made a bracha that the Eibishter's pekech, Ivrim. We're all Ivrim. We're blind. And the Eibishter gives us sight. We're Asurim. We're stuck in our homes. Why do we have the ability to walk outside? Because the Eibishter's Mati Asurim. And if you're faced with a challenge that I can't keep Shabbos, I want a Parnassa, who gives you Parnassa? On Rosh Hashanah, the Eibishter Paschal is exactly what you're going to have for that year. And if we follow the Torah and do what you're supposed to do, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives us eyesight, gives us the ability to stand up straight like Kev Kefufim, will give us our Panasa. And the limit of that was the mud. What's going to happen when we leave the Midbar? It's very easy to forget. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew that. He took a Tzenet Haman. Nimiyo Anovi and Perek Yitzayin. When Klal Yisrael was being too worried about Panasa and giving up on certain mitzvahs, He pulled out the man to show them, don't make this mistake. We don't always have the man. So that day, she gave us the mitzvah of Shemitah and Yovel and Shabbos. You work for 6 days, and then you take a day off. What's going to be with my panasa? And we know the opposite. Shabbos is the Makar HaBracha. That's one day. Maybe we could handle that. A year? And when Yovel follows Shemitah, 2 years? How's that going to work? This that we go to work is a klola. It doesn't give us our food. The Eibishter gave us a klola. We have to now make yishtadlus and go out to work. And we have to. And we have to make the proper yishtadlus. But nothing more than that. And then we have to remember and believe our parnasa doesn't come from the yishtadlus. The yishtadlus is because there's a klola. It's something we have to do. The ain't simcha al anes. But our panasa is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's impossible to say the only way to get the panasa is to do something that's a stira to what the Torah commands us. My father owned a store, maybe some remember, later on it was in Lakewood, there was a store called Odd Job. It was a closeout store. And they had a few stores in Manhattan, and then they opened up a few stores in Jersey, in malls. Actually, they had a very hard time opening up in New Jersey and malls because the way a mall works is all stores feed off each other. And the biggest business day is Shabbos, and they were closed on Shabbos. So which mall would want to take them in? The other stores won't be happy with that. When it was time to sell their business, so a bunch of Goyim bought the store, and they made a cheshbon that these Jews have the store closed on Shabbos. So off the bat, we'll have at least a seventh more parnasa, plus Shabbos is the best day, and we'll get into much better malls, and they bought the business, al-das, all that. And slowly but surely, the business started crumbling and falling. And they called a meeting together, and they asked my father and his partner to come, and they were trying to figure out what's going on, what are we doing wrong? They were talking about this, talking about this. And all of a sudden, one of the goyim turned to his partner and said, you know what? Maybe we should close on Shabbos. Now, for them, it's not going to work. The Shabbos was given to Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is our emuna, our betachin, it's our shmita, it's our yovel. What's our challenge today? Baruch Hashem, we keep Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. There's kolim, people are learning. But then when we go to work, there's something called overwork. It doesn't end. One investment to a second investment to a third job. And then finally be able to get to the shul, to the Beis Medrash, or to Davin. And our boss is texting. And if I miss the text, I'll be fired. And finally I get to my chavrus, and I'm dinging and emailing. At the end of the day, if we can't be mekayim what it says in Avos, that melachtecha arai, and peiroscha is keva, that's not what the Torah commands of us. It doesn't make a difference how long it is. And I don't think I'm talking to the wrong side of the mechitza. Because the encouragement that can be given, that there has to be a time, that it's teroscha keva, nothing else, einod mavade, no phones, no emails, no beeps, teroscha keva, even if it's just 1 hour, but then the day is around that hour. Is we count, we're holding down the times of Sphira. We're counting Sphira. What's the mitzvah of Sphira? What's the point of the mitzvah? I think most of us are familiar. Is it's accounting towards Matan Torah, the excitement, anticipation. We can't wait, and we're counting for it. But the Sphirna and the Avodrum both have a whole new reason. The Avodrum actually mentions this reason, like we said, from the Chinuch, but he has a second reason. And it says that Klal Yisrael lived in fields, that was our Panasa, Tfuah, Ilonais, and the days between Pesach and Shavuos were the days where the success of our Panasa was on the line. Depending on the rains, depending on the winds, that's where our panasa will come from. And it was days of tsar, of pachad. And the Eibishter gave us a mitzvah to remember, Oima is the carbon Oima that we brought on the second day of Pesach. Because on Pesach there was a din on Tfuah. And that's the time when the success of our Tfuah is being grown, if we'll be successful or not. So we count the days of Oima, the carbon of Oima to Shtei Alechem, which represents our Parnasa, davening to Hashem, that we should have a successful year in our Parnasa. I'd like to ask a question. How do these two kavanas work hand in hand? On one hand, I'm talking about getting the Torah. Ruchnius, Menashama, Tayyad mitzvahs, limud ha-tayra, kedushas ha-tayra, Hashem. And at the same time, I'm thinking about my panasa, my business, my success, my goof. We got to make up our mind. When I make this bracha and count, what's on my mind? And the answer to this question, the Rishonim themselves say, because after they explain that these are the days of success for our tefillah, and it's so important that we get the proper rain and winds, and they say, if chas v'shalom, we don't get it, in ein kemach, ein Torah. We need to put everything together and make it one. We count to Shemitah. We count 1 year, 2 years is to Shemitah. Because Shemitah is the year that we can focus totally on our Avodas Hashem. The rest of the years, and this applies during the week, we work 6 days, and then we count toward Shabbos. The goal is, b'chol derechecha de'eyu. We have to be able to, of course we need to live, and we need to make parnasa. But why? For what purpose? To be lamed lefanecha. We thank Hashem to live, to be lamed lefanecha b'chas hashiyatza. We go make parnasa so we can pay tuition and support our children's learning. Done so we can have success in our ruchnius. And then it's all one big ruchnius. I don't know if it's a great mashal for everybody. I hope if anybody ever came to remember play basketball, a game, soccer. So we know the goal is to score the most points. The team that wins, this person scored 10 points, this one scored 15 points, this one scored 20 points. Then there's that one person that maybe only scored 2 or 3 points. But in order for someone to score, someone has to pass them the ball. That's called an assist. That one person may have only scored 2 or 3 points. But that person had 30 assists. That means that person had 10, this one had 15. Who got them the ball at the place so they could get the ball in the basket? That's called an assist. That's the unsung hero. No fanfare, no attention. Some people are given a job, they're not in the Bishma Dush, and they're not learning something, they're not in shul. They're taking care of what we call the Tzarchei Haguf. They're running the home and keeping it functioning and having it run properly. And when the goal is for the Ruchnius, that becomes Ruchnius. When we eat on Erev Yom Kippur and then fast on Yom Kippur, it's as if we fasted 2 tanesim. Because eating to be able to fast is fasting. And a mother's job at home, running the home, taking care of all the mundane things that are so not mundane, when it's done for the purpose that we can come to a Ruchnius, come to a Shemitah, that's Ruchnius. That's B'chol Derechecha De'eyu. It's an assist. It wins the game. Without attention, without fanfare. That's the message of the Sphira. It's Parnasa and Torah. How do we think of both? Because they work hand in hand. Because our Parnasa is for Torah. The next parasha is in Bichukosai Teilechu. The Ma'or V'Shemesh teaches the Pasuk. In Bichukosai. If for your Chukim Teilechu, you do all your livelihood. Teilechu means all the things that you do. Why are you doing it in Bichukosai for the Chukei HaTorah? Then comes all the bracha in the world. I just want to end with one last thought. The Rimnitzer Rebbe was once walking in Russia with his gabbai, snowy outside, and he fell flat, face into the snow. And he was laying right, mamish, his face buried in the snow. And his gabbai quickly came and started picking him up. And he yelled at him, no, no. And he waited there for a few minutes, and then he motioned him to help him. And the gabbai looked at him and says, what's wrong? What are you doing? And he said, if I fell in the snow, it was for a reason. And if I don't understand the reason why I fell, when I get up, I'll fall again. So before I get up, I need to understand, why did I fall? And fix it so I shouldn't fall again. You know, we're living in a time right now, we're almost getting used to it, but the schools are closed. They're all closed. You know, we're trying our best. And we're talking, when will it open? When will that open? We fell. Our faces in the snow. We need to understand, why did we fall? Why are they closed? I don't know why. Only another could tell us why. But we could think. Are we mechabed? The mechanchim and the mechanchos? Do they hear, do our children hear the respect that we have for their rabbeim and their teachers? That are moisin nefesh to teach them? I could share this. I'm a Rebbe in a classroom. It comes Hanukkah. So people, there's a minute, people send small matanas to the Rebbe. A card comes, I don't care what the check says, and it just comes with the word Afeil Chanukah. It's nice. I appreciate it, of course, 100%. When someone stops and writes a note and shows appreciation and depicts certain things that you've done for my child, there's no need for a check. It's worth $1 million. We're humans. We need to feel that we're appreciated. Then there are teachers that we know, the big families and the salaries are so meek. Comes the Yom Tov, if it's possible, if a person is of means, to think of a teacher, think of a Rebbe. The yeshivas struggle with tuition. Yeah, it's hard for everyone to pay tuition. But are we consistent? Are money going to other places? The pure pleasure, and then comes to tuition, we don't have what to pay. David HaMelech cuts Shaul HaMelech's beged to teach him a lesson that I could have killed you, but I didn't. So stop running after me. And it says at the end of his life, he lost the schus that begadim can keep him warm. Explains the Gemara, because since he was mezalzel, he didn't give proper kavod to the beged. If you're not mechabed the thing, you can't have enough from the thing. Dr. Baruch Kotler, this is not just by clothing. This is by everything in this world. If you want to be able to have from something, you want to be able to gain from something, you need to be mechabed it. If we want to have a school that can be mechanicha children with midas tovus, with emuna and betachin, with a love for Torah and mitzvahs, we need to be mechabed the school and mechabed the teachers of the school. And that how are we mechabed it? When we give the tuition properly, and we mechabed the Rebbe with a matana here and there, with a beautiful note, a call, a thank you. And the children here, our respect for them, that's covered. And then we can have back for it, that we can get up from the snow and stand up tall. Stand up tall with the message of Shemitah, the message of Mun. And when we count Sviras HaOmer, it's no coincidence, the word Omer is a measurement. It's the measurement of the mun that we ate. And every year on Shavuos, we're all zeicha to a Kabbalah Satira. Hashem gives every one of us a Tira. But we need the Tira, Ela Loich Le'Haman. You need to have the proper emuna. So we count Svira. And we're counting from the Korban Oimah to the Shea Lechem. We're counting towards Matan Torah. And we use the word Aymer to remind us. There's no way to keep this Torah properly if you're always worried and questioning. It's too hard. It's impossible. How can I do it? It's not going to work. Na'ase v'nishma. Parnasa is mon. The Aymer that we ate in the Midbar is there for you now too. Follow the Torah. Do what you're supposed to do. Do your hishtadlus. But the Shabbos has to sit in the realms of the Torah and also has to sit with the understanding that Melachtach is Arai, it's not my Tachlis. And Torah is Keva. And then the Eibishter gives us Mun. If we are mechazik that same Amunah every day during Sfira, Sfira is HaOymer, Sfira is HaOymer, remember, Panasa comes from Hashem. All our needs are taken care of Hashem. We need to daven to Him and keep His mitzvahs properly. And be mechabit. All the things that we want to have from, Eibishter should give us back our schools, give us back our shuls. And as Hashem, with that emunah, we should be able to be mechabal the Torah new and fresh. And shvuitz v'seichel keinu v'seir asecha. And use it to bring kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hagotanacht.